This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The rookie kicker, Tyler Loop, will try to win it and send the Ravens to the playoffs.
The amount of work that has gone in from the offseason to the preseason to the regular season now comes down to one kick where one team tomorrow will be packing up their lockers for the offseason as the other team will host a playoff game next week.
Tyler Loop made his only try tonight from 40. He is 30 of 33 on the season. He has not missed from inside 50 yards. This will be a 44-yard attempt. It will come from the middle of the field. Here's the snap, the spot, the kick is on the way. It is no good! He missed it! It's wide to the right, and the Pittsburgh Steelers have won the division. The Steelers are going to the playoffs. Tyler Loop missed it wide right, and the Steelers have won the game 26-24. Pittsburgh wins the AFC North. They will go to the playoffs.
What an unbelievable game.
Damn right. And at the Westwood One radio call, we've heard Mike Tirico. We've heard Jerry Sandusky's call with Rod Woodson on the Ravens radio network. I can't get enough. I was jumping up and down in my living room with my wife while at the same time trying to be quiet because the kids were asleep in the adjoining room. And joining us to discuss where he was on that moment is our friend, two-time Super Bowl champion, Trey Essex, host of the Snap Count Show with Charlie Batch. He's on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. First of all, Trey, good morning. Happy New Year. Where were you? What was your reaction when the kick went wide right?
Happy New Year, my man. Oh, man, I think your reaction summed it up. I think that was all of us. But mine was funny, man. I think I was extremely I'm a little stitious. I'm not superstitious, Adam. I'm just a little stitious. I was full-blown superstitious on Sunday. I watched the game on four different TVs. I think I changed clothes twice. I sat in three or four different chairs, and we ended up watching the second half on my wife's phone because that's when the momentum started.
Wow. So
that's how invested I was. I would like to think that my energy helped my constant movie. I was making second half adjustments, Adam.
Real talk, Trey. I love that. And I think one of the reasons why this segment is so popular, and it is, and why our show is so popular, and hey, it is because you are just like everybody else. Doran is just like everybody else. Because I changed jerseys at halftime, man. It wasn't going after that stuff of I keep wanting to call him Chris Rainey. Why do I do that? The stuff of Gainwell at the goal line. I was like, that's it. We got to change the vibes up. There's so many different angles to get into with you, Trey, and thanks again for joining us. But I want to start with the offensive line, which gave Rodgers so much time to operate. They were mauling dudes, particularly in the second half, running the ball, and boy, do they have a tough challenge against Houston coming up this week.
They do. The regular season is complete, right, Adam? What was the biggest question coming into this season? The offensive line, bar none. What was this offensive line going to do? We had three guys coming back in their second year. Troy effectively playing his first year as a rookie after missing most of last year. Broderick being unproven on the left side. And then our only real, I guess, consistent piece was Isaac Ciamalo, but he was coming off a pec injury. He didn't practice all preseason. So coming into this, you didn't know what you were going to get. The much maligned Pat Meyer. Everybody asking for him to get fired. People saying that the offensive linemen that he had before would go to other places and get better, but could not get better under Meyer. Look what happened, man. This is now the strongest unit on the team, the most consistent unit on the team. It's one that you don't even hear about. They don't get false starts. They don't get pre-snap penalties. You only see a whole bunch of holding calls. And when I'm watching film, they don't have any mental errors. These guys are balling. A lot of credit goes to Coach Meyer. I think Zach Frazier is the next great center in the lineage of great centers. We got my spirit animal, Mason McCormick. He has all the energy and more for everybody on that O-line. And Troy is going to be a beast. Troy is going to be an all-pro right tackle. And this is not even mentioning all the work that Dylan Cook has been doing on the left side, and then Isaac coming back and just solidifying everything this week. I can't get more hype about this offensive line, Adam. These boys are going – like, we're going against a very tough team in Houston. Don't get me wrong. Their defensive line is outstanding. Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson, two of the best edge rushers in the league. But I'm confident, man. I'm confident these boys, we're going strength against strength, and I like the way our boys are playing. I think we can go downhill on these guys, especially in Pittsburgh on a Monday night with the weather. This warm weather team is not ready to come up here and face this O-line. I am hype.
I was having a conversation with a friend of mine. It was yesterday afternoon. He said, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm excited for this playoff run, and I want to see how far they can go. Because who knows what it looks like after this season, who's the quarterback, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know what? Yes, but there's a couple of things here that I think people are overlooking that are transferable, I believe, from 1 year to the next and into the future. And you've hit on the offensive line, which looks worlds different than what we thought it would be. And I thought the defensive front was outstanding, Trey. They won the battle of the trenches on both sides of the ball. Keanu Benton was excellent. Cam Hayward leads interior defensive linemen in snaps in the NFL. He was wonderful. And Derek Harmon was outstanding. I think moving into next year, Y.A. Black was great. I think we're looking at the Steelers starting to turn the corner in the trenches, which was Andy Weidel's, I think, mission from the start.
Yep, fingerprints, all from Andy Weidel, bringing in what he did in Philly. The success they've had was all trench-based, and they built inside out, and that's exactly what's happening right now. To hit on the lineman picks like they've had. Now, there's been much maligned. We haven't found a second receiver. Skill positions has been a sore spot for us lately. But how do you build franchises? What makes a franchise last and stay competitive over the length of a period of time? And that's building it in from the inside. When do we have our most success as a team? When the O-line and D-line were strong.
Exactly.
And that's what they've done. They built it. They hit on three offensive linemen that picked three starters in the offensive line in one draft. Outstanding. To get two high-level D-linemen in one draft. And not to mention Logan Lee. I mean, he's not in this draft. He had his one play and made a play.
Yes, you know what he did.
You know, it's yes, this season has been topsy-turvy. It's been a lot of emotions, ups and downs, but there is a bright light at the end of this tunnel, no matter how this season ends, because they have started building from the inside out, and they can build with that foundation.
We got a text a little bit earlier that said, if a couple of the results go the Steelers' way and the Steelers win the game, then they'll be playing the divisional round game at home. I actually look at it another way. If the Bills lose to the Jags, that gets Josh Allen out. And all of a sudden you look at the AFC playoff picture and there's not a quarterback that I would rather have that I can trust that has been there before than Aaron Rodgers. Doesn't mean Drake May can't do it in his first playoff performance. He could.
Right.
Doesn't mean that Trevor Lawrence, who's played great football, can't continue to play great football. But if you get Allen out, the most playoff-tested guy by a country mile is Aaron Rodgers. And that gives me a little bit of faith here, Trey.
It does. I mean, that's why you bring him in. Tomlin says it over and over again. You bring in a 42-year-old chiseled veteran who's been there, done that at a high level, gotten it done because of situations like this. And this is the year where it seems where it's the perfect time to have one of these MVP veteran quarterbacks. There's not many of them out there because this is a AFC that is ripe for the taking. There are no clear front runners. There aren't any dominant teams. Kansas City is out with Patrick Mahomes. Like you said, Buffalo, despite Josh Allen being in there, has not looked great. That is the team I'm most scared of because that's the team they've had the most success against us. Now, Jacksonville, too, we got this weird playoff history with Jacksonville. But other than that, like, I'm not scared of anybody in the AFC, especially when A-Rod at the helm, especially with Cam Hayward playing better than any 36-year-old defensive lineman has ever played in the history of the NFL. With those two pieces, those two vets, and the way Tomlin has these boys motivated, we get DK Metcalf back, man. This offense, I'm excited, man. I'm excited.
DK Metcalf in his postseason career, 4 games, 451 yards, 5 touchdowns, averages 113 per game. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. We're joined on the fan hotline by our guy Trey Essex, 2-time Super Bowl champion, host of the Snap Count Show with Charlie Batch. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. They don't win the game if their stars aren't the stars. Rodgers in the fourth quarter with a 130 quarterback rating. T.J. Watt with the pick. Cam Hayward probably his best game of the year. That all being said, man, I think Alex Highsmith is playing the best football of his career. He has been tremendous.
You know, I felt bad for him, too. I knew how hard he probably took that missed sack between him and Keanu. I mean, yeah, it hurt my soul, too. But it was such a surprise because – of how dependable he's been, how much of a game wrecker he's been. When TJ was out, when Herbig was banged up, he was the only one providing consistent pressure. Because that's something we haven't actually done really great during this run, is getting to the quarterback. It's only been Alex Highsmith and when Cam gets his pressure up the middle. And then Keanu Benton in spurts. But it's been mostly Alex Highsmith delivering the quarterback pressure when there is pressure on the quarterback. And yesterday, Sunday was no exception. He is balling, man. He is playing like a man possessed. And I know with TJ getting another game back, getting that win back in his sails, it's going to be even, because that Houston O-line is not great by any stretch of the imagination. They are ripe for the taking as far as getting pressure on CJ Stroud. And when he has to move, that's when you see some of his early season struggles, which when the defense got a lot of pressure on him. And I think that we can do that.
I only use Pro Football Focus if it fits my narrative. In this case, it does. But you've got eyes, and you know how to break down the offensive line, but I'll throw a number on it. So, according to Pro Football Focus, Houston is 23rd in the NFL in pass blocking, 20th in the NFL in run blocking. I think the Steelers front seven could have an advantage here. As for the secondary, I don't mind, and you can tell me if you disagree, I don't mind that Patrick Queen's running after Zay Flowers. I mean, they got what they wanted. They had a chance to get Lamar Jackson on the ground. The other three busts, what do they need to do to clean that up? What did you see on those plays, Trey?
So, yeah, you can't expect Patrick to guard Zay Flowers. And that was supposed to be – I'm confused because we had a zero blitz, it looked like, called, and then one of the blitzers tailed off and tried to go underneath the drag route and didn't get that extra person. So they had a man, a hat for a hat. They had everything blocked up because we didn't bring an extra pressure guy up the middle. And so Jalen thought that we were going to get, I think Ramsey is the one that thought on that one big play where Zay Flowers is open, the one that everybody's talking about, the big rectangle. I think he assumed that we would get a lot sooner pressure than what we end up getting. But I know on one play, Joey Porter Jr. was trying to communicate to either Duggar or was it Echols? Because they had three wide receivers on that side. He was trying to communicate, I got this outside guy. You guys are locked on the inside guy. But they both chased the wheel route and left Zay Flowers wide open. And Jalen, I guess he has middle field right there, didn't see him at all. So I don't know who that falls on. I know JPJ was trying to get it communicated and who didn't get the signal right, whether it was Duggar or I think it was Brandon on the other. So it's some miscommunication there. But the thing is, that happens way too many times. Way too many times. I'm thinking of the Minnesota game when Addison got deep, and thank God for Peyton Wilson and his 4.2 speed or whatever he has on chasing him down, or we might be having a whole different conversation right now. But that's happened quite a few times where we just have busted coverage. It's not like people are getting beat. It's people wide open, and we've been able to overcome barely because, I mean, that is troublesome and something that needs to get fixed. And I can't point to a particular reason why, because in this point in the season, that should not be happening.
Man, I'll tell you, I think if they can cut down on that, because I think it's easy to say this, but apart from the big plays, Steelers defense played really well. They did. You have to make them earn every blade of grass. And if you don't have coverage busts against Houston, I think you're in for a four-quarter dogfight, and then it's anybody's game. So you got to cut out the BS. Trey, here's a text. Trey Essex needs more airtime. Love everything that he's saying. Boy, two Steelers greats are now two great pundits. Great work, Trey. And Ryan Clark, they throw in there, little Ryan Clark. I agree.
My guy, RC.
I'll tell you, I point everybody. The Snap Count Show with Trey Essex and Charlie Batch. And Trey has been kind enough to join us every Tuesday throughout Steelers season. Trey, we appreciate it. Hopefully we're talking about a divisional round matchup when we chat next week.
Yes, we will. I'm looking forward to it, brother.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, now.
That's the great Trey Essex, two-time Super Bowl champion. Again, check out the Snap Count show with he and another personal favorite, Chazzy Batch. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Something there I wanted to key on for just a second. Like, this playoff run, whatever it becomes, it does, because of your quarterback, feel like it would be a one-off. Like, if Rodgers wins a couple of playoff games, even if he comes back next year, I think a lot of people will be saying, what's he gonna be with one more year under his belt when he's 43 years old for a playoff run? I think those are fair questions. But I do think that even though they clearly don't have a plan at quarterback, things are starting to come together in Omar Khan and Andy Weidel's vision. The offensive line is good. It is good. It's okay to say that. They're the fourth best pass blocking unit in the NFL. They're the 18th best run blocking unit in the NFL. They need to get better at blocking up for the running backs. But pass blocking wise, they're one of the best in the league, and I think you're seeing them turn the corner as a rushing blocking team. Defensively, Keanu Benton was outstanding the other night. Derek Harmon turned that second drive from a touchdown drive into a field goal drive. Y.A. Black's been really good. And yeah, Cam's going to go off into the sunset at some point. He's not slowing down. In the trenches, they're playing their best football that they have in years. And I think wherever this goes for the Steelers in this playoff run, I think going into next year, you're only going to add probably to that defensive front. I think it's a good place to be. But we will talk more about the quarterback coming up next. Have you enjoyed the Aaron Rodgers experience, TM? Has he done enough to make you want the guy to come back next year? 412-928-9370. Those are two totally different questions. Answer as you see fit. Best caller will win a pair of tickets to an awesome event we'll tell you more about. 412-928-9370.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rodgers protected.
Bruce to Austin for the touchdown!
A lot of gratitude for the journey. You know, every season is different, has its challenges, adversity. We haven't made it easy on ourselves. Really the second, really all season, I guess. But I'm proud of our guys. You know, quasi two-minute drive at the end of the first half. Through the second half, we played really good ball on offense. So I'm proud of the way that we responded multiple times after they took a lead. And it just takes a little belief at this point in the season. There's 14 teams that'll be left. 18 will be playing their offseason. It's good to be a part of the 14 after so many years. You know, 22 we lost in the last game to make the playoffs. 23 I was out. 24 we were terrible. So it's nice to be back in this position.
Yes, it is. Potentially Aaron Rodgers' final game could have been played on Sunday night. Now he's got at least one more. And it's really mostly because of him. I understand that Cam Hayward played a great game and he deserves a ton of credit. And TJ Watt had an interception. And Alex Highsmith and Derek Harmon and Y.A. Black and Keanu Benton did a good job, apart from really one run that Derrick Henry busted, of slowing that guy down. And the wide receivers stepped up. There's a lot of reasons why the Steelers were victorious, including a missed field goal by the Ravens. But the number one reason was Aaron Rodgers, who in the fourth quarter was 11 out of 14 for a touchdown and a quarterback rating of 130. And then in the other weighty moments, as Mike Tomlin would call it, third and fourth downs against Baltimore, 8 of 11, 132 yards, one touchdown, nine first downs, a 135.4 passer rating. Also had a 20-yard scramble in there. Folks, Aaron Rodgers is the biggest reason why the Steelers made the playoffs, and it's not just because of what he did on third and fourth downs. It's not just because of what he did in the fourth quarter. It's what he really did all season long. The Steelers don't beat the Jets if Aaron Rodgers doesn't throw for four touchdowns. The Steelers don't beat Baltimore the first time if he doesn't throw for 284. Against Miami, he was masterful. Against Detroit, he threw for 266. When he played poorly, the Steelers lost. He was not good for most of the Browns game. He was not good against Buffalo. Didn't play in a loss against Chicago. Was awful against the Los Angeles Chargers in a game that I thought the Steelers' defense actually deserved better. As much as I have faith that next year could be a pretty decent year for the Steelers, because of their trench play, I still want this guy back. He was the straw that stirred the drink this year. If he wants to come back, he's back, baby. And if he wants a raise so that he doesn't wind up going to play for the Minnesota Vikings or name a team, okay, I think I'm giving him a raise. What's the alternative? Reports out of New York that the Jets could be cutting bait with Justin Fields. You want to revisit that? Russell Wilson probably not going to be in the Giants organization any longer. You want Jameis Winston? Does Kyler Murray interest anybody? No. Who are you going to draft? And should that guy start day one? Unless his name is Mendoza, the answer to that question is no. I am not necessarily against the Steelers drafting a quarterback. I'll be doing my deep dive on all those guys. And we'll be having on a bunch of draft experts leading up to the draft in Pittsburgh. I'm not against it. There could be guys that jump off the screen at me. But whomever it is, isn't going to be somebody who's ready day one, I wouldn't think. And who better to learn from than Aaron Rodgers? I want him back. And I have enjoyed this experience with him. I've seen a different side of Rodgers. He's having a blast. He seems like a leader. His teammates love him. He and Cam Hayward exchanged an emotional embrace following the game. He and Mike Tomlin exchanged an emotional embrace following the game. If this guy wins a playoff game, he's going down in Steelers folklore. It's been darn near a decade since they've even been competitive in a playoff game. If he wins one, the season's a rousing success. But I think the season, through his eyes, has already been a success. And I think Mike Tomlin's vindicated. They don't make the postseason without that level of quarterback play. They almost missed it last year because Russ cratered down the stretch. Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph isn't winning these games down the stretch for the Steelers. Why not bring Rodgers back for one more if he's into it? Do you agree at 412-928-9370? And have you enjoyed this regular season of Rodgers? It's been a blast. The Steelers have been so much more fun to watch this year than they have been since Ben retired, and it's mostly because of eight. Have you enjoyed the ride? Do you want him back? 412-928-9370. That's the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll. Brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. Best caller on this subject wins a pair of tickets to an awesome event, the Pittsburgh RV Show. We'll start with Matt in Greensburg. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, Crowley?
How you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm okay. I want Rodgers back. I was for Rodgers. You know, this organization's been known for taking forever to make decisions. I'm so happy they got off the Kenny Pickett after 2 years. They scrapped Russ and Fields, but they're building exactly how they're supposed to build from the inside out. I love the Fontenot pick. I love the Harmon pick. And this is how they did it with Ben. This is how the Seahawks did it with Russ. You drop the quarterback in when you find the quarterback in the draft. He's, you know, with today's salary cap and everything, you get the 5 years on the rookie deal. That is supposed to be the last piece. Rodgers is like the next best thing, I think, because you know, I don't think he's going to go at 43 looking for another team, learn a new, you know, Minnesota was terrible this year. I don't think he's just going to go, hey, I want to go play for Minnesota, learn a new offense at 43. I think he would be willing to come back.
I think, to your point, Matt, if they had lost the game and didn't make the playoffs and he wanted to play next year, I could see him going someplace else. But the joy on his face when he's skipping around after the touchdown to Calvin Austin, the way he ran onto the field when Tyler Loop missed the field goal, I'd be shocked if he wants to play, if he doesn't play here next year, honestly.
Yeah, and you know, and I called you last week, and it was doom and gloom, and I called Starkey, and this is a team that you want to play this week. And I said, like, you're a win away from sparking the momentum. You'd be 4-1 last five, and you have a team that is probably worse offensively than the Steelers. I did not want to face the Chargers team, and I did not want to face, you know, the Chargers are the team that kills the Steelers. They can go McConkey, Allen in the slot, you know, Quentin on the outside, big tight end, big quarterback. You know, the Texans are just like a knockoff Steeler. Like, they have one big receiver, one mid running back. Their line is awful. And, you know, C.J. Stroud is probably one of the least trusted quarterbacks in the playoffs right now. He doesn't have the freedom like Lamar does and Allen. And this is the team that I wanted to play.
I agree, Matt. And thank you so much for the call. The Steelers have the quarterback advantage in this game, and I don't even think that's debatable. We'll take more calls on whether or not you want Rodgers back for next year. And if you've enjoyed the Rodgers ride, the Rodgers experience, 412-928-9370. But I think Matt hit it right on the head. Who's the quarterback going to be next year? This draft doesn't excite you. Again, there might be a guy I fall in love with, and they fall in love with. But the offensive line is light years ahead of where it was last year at this time. And I would say the same thing about the defensive front. The Steelers have given up 73.3 yards per game their last four, including, I think, shutting down Derrick Henry apart from that first run. They're better in the trenches. If you need Rodgers to stopgap for 1 year and a quarterback learns behind him, while you continue to fortify that defensive line, I think that might be the best avenue to go. Your thoughts, 412-928-9370. Best caller wins a pair of tickets to the Pittsburgh RV Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Third and four. Steelers bring four. Highsmith is there. Jackson got away. Now reloads and throws to Flowers downfield. He's got it for a touchdown! They had Jackson. Two Steelers. He escaped and finds Flowers. And the Ravens take the lead.
I thought the game was over at that point. Ravens and Steelers, both games this year, have come down to the wire. Nail biters, as they so often do. The teams similar in a lot of ways. The coaches definitely similar in a lot of ways. I thought the difference was they got a guy at quarterback, and the Steelers have a shell of a guy at quarterback. And boy, I could not have been more wrong. Aaron Rodgers in the fourth quarter, a quarterback rating of 130. Rodgers on third and fourth downs in the game, a quarterback rating of 135. Rodgers led two game-winning touchdown drives to get the Steelers to the playoffs. And so the question is, do you want him back next year? And it's another question. Have you enjoyed the ride? It's been so much fun. Sometimes we forget that entertainment's a big part of this damn thing. Like, we live in rings culture, and believe me, there's nothing more important than your team's winning a championship. I'm not saying that. But it's okay to just enjoy the ride, enjoy the moment. He's been entertaining off the field, too. His press conferences have been outstanding. Riding his waves of emotions. He's been a great teammate. He has multiple meetings every week with the wide receivers to get on the same page. Still wondering if Jonnu Smith has ever attended one of those things. I can see no reason to tell him not to come back next year unless he doesn't want to come back next year. What do you think? 412-928-9370. Our buddy, Happy New Year, Anthony in Oakland.
Thank you, and same to you.
Thanks, buddy.
Look, as there is an expiration date on the coach, there's one on the quarterback, too. If he gives us a nice run, hopefully it'll be Brady-esque and take us all the way to the big game. I don't want him back next year. It's time to move on from that. And Malik Willis is who I'm looking at. I'm seeing how his transformation since he left the Titans to get into a stable system with LaFleur, which is the Shanahan system. And it seems to make all quarterbacks who have failed one place or didn't have a real opportunity to blossom, as we see with Sam Darnold and a few others. That's the route I'm going. You have to go younger at that position. I think, and you remember, they had a history with Malik Willis.
I know.
Tomlin did.
He's the guy I wanted them to draft, buddy. That was my first ever show that that's not true. It's one of my first shows I ever did was the draft show with Doran, the Kenny Pickett draft. And I wanted them to take Malik Willis. But you know what's funny now? I don't want him now. I appreciate the call, Anthony. I get it. You want to get younger at the position? You mentioned Willis. You mentioned Darnold. There are others, Geno Smith, that you can mention, who have had late season resurgences, and Geno hasn't played well, of course, this year. In fact, he had been terrible. What do they all have in common? They play with good offensive minds. Seattle had good offensive coordinators. LaFleur is one of the best offensive minds in the NFL, as is the guy in Minnesota who had Darnold last year. They got good coordinator in Kubiak in Seattle now. So Malik Willis, everything he's learned, I mean, is he going to come here and get developed by Mike Tomlin and by Arthur Smith? Where's Arthur Smith's track record of developing quarterbacks? I mean, I guess you could say that Tannehill became a better player with him. He had Derrick Henry and he had some good weapons, so maybe there's that. I mean, he was a veteran, though, and Malik Willis is still a younger veteran. I like Malik. I don't like him here, and Tomlin's not going anywhere, anybody. He ain't going anywhere. So why not bring Rodgers back? 412-928-9370. Let's go to John in the post office. My father-in-law worked in the post office for 40 years, John.
Good man he is. How's it going?
It's good, man. What's up?
So here's my idea on that Rodgers thing. I think bringing him back would be beneficial for our wide receiver need in the draft next year. It brings some familiarity with the roster we got now. Him and Tomlin obviously have camaraderie. So that forces us not to have to draft the quarterback next year and let Will Howard still learn. Let me see what we got with Will Howard.
I like that, John. I mean, and listen, I'm not a Will Howard believer. A lot of people are pounding the table for him on the text line, and I appreciate the call, John. If it's Rodgers and Rudolph next year and Howard, I think I'm okay with it. Like, do I really think Will Howard could be the next franchise quarterback? No, but we've never seen him even play in a preseason game. I mean, even if Rudolph's not part of the thing and Howard's your backup and you go out and you sign somebody else and Howard does learn for a year under Rodgers because you think it's a better idea to draft a wide receiver, okay. But I haven't seen anything out of Rodgers to think he's slowing down. Four of the last 5 weeks, he's played four of his best games as a Pittsburgh Steeler. In the one he played poorly in, he had Myles Garrett chasing him, and he didn't have DK Metcalf, and they were adjusting on the fly on how to play without DK Metcalf. You got a game and a half under his belt. He figured it out with a bunch of nobodies, no offense, at wide receiver. I don't think he's slowing down. I think he's playing his best ball of the year. Why not? Why not? Why would anybody say, get Malik Willis? I believed in him before. I believe in him in the right system. This ain't going to be the right system. Get a wide receiver. Your trench play's been better. help build around Rodgers for a year, and then the following season you find a way to get a quarterback, and that guy plugs right into a great circumstance. 412-928-9370. Maybe I'm just overly optimistic this week because the Penguins are on a hot streak, the Pirates are signing guys, and the Steelers are in the playoffs. But I'm all about bringing Rodgers back. It's about entertainment. It's been entertaining, at the very least. Go in a playoff game. Texter Crowley, you are damn exuberant this morning. Adrenaline rush for the Steelers doing something good for the first time in years, PJ. Well, they got a quarterback. Ain't as good as I once was, as good once as I ever was. And in the fourth quarter, he outperformed Lamar Jackson. And Lamar wasn't 100%, but he was making plays, man. He was. Spinning away from Alex Highsmith. At the time, I was furious with Highsmith. And I still think more times than not, you got to bring that guy to the ground. But that's easier said than done. Sometimes the other guy makes a play too, and he did. And the throw to Ice Likely to get in the field goal range. Hell of a throw with all the pressure on him. But Rodgers led not one but two game-winning drives. It should have been enough. It was reminiscent of that Bengals game from earlier in the year the Steelers lost. Like, Rodgers didn't lose it. The defense did. Defense almost lost this one. We've been having a whole different conversation this week. But Rodgers was the reason they won the game, the primary reason. And he doesn't look like he's slowing down to me. And if he wants to take until late May again to determine whether he's coming back, I'd sit around and wait for the guy. Was this season not been more fun than last year? I know the Steelers got off to that hot start last year, but the way that they scored, even in that Bengals game last season where they put up 40, it didn't seem sustainable. And it wound up not being sustainable. It was checkdowns and deep shots. Rodgers is making some high-level throws out there. If he wants to come back, I'm bringing him back. Jim in the Strip, good morning.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm on the same page. I like Rodgers. I think he still zips the ball.
Yep.
Right? He's still got an arm. He can squeeze it in tight places. You know, like, I don't think he does a great job getting out of the pocket, which I'm sure you guys can see, but, like, we wouldn't know what to do with the dual threat anyways.
What are you talking about, Jim? He's a massive dual threat. Didn't you see his 20-yard sprint on Sunday night?
Like he can get loose for 20 yards, which is all you need him to do once a game, right? Like, he's not going to run like he used to run. He never really ran to begin with, but, like, the Steelers wouldn't know what to do anyways. What are the other options?
Jim,
where else do you go?
I agree. People want to say Malik Willis, and he's going to be the flavor of the month.
Oh, my
God. I think that's only
like
Steelers fans
wouldn't be able to handle that for a year. Like, you know, the Will Howard stuff, he learns, right? You learn from Aaron Rodgers another year. That's great. We don't really know what he can do. But, like, Aaron Rodgers has this cult following of people that were Packers fans and then were Jets fans and are now Steelers fans. And there's media all over the place about him. He's hilarious. The people in the locker room like him a lot.
I've grown to really like him too, man. I have.
I like him. I like him. I think he's like, he's got a little Dennis Quaid in like Any Given Sunday-ish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like the dude's funny. People like him in the locker room, which matters. And he kind of leans into like the Pittsburgh stuff.
And Jim, if they did get a young guy next year, I have no doubt that he'd help bring that guy along. Jordan Love said he did. I think that was a big misconception, that Rodgers was so miffed by Love's being drafted that he didn't do anything to help him. It doesn't seem like that's the case at all. Tell me if you agree with this, Jim. I think Rodgers is more likely to stand in and take hits now that it's playoff time. Like, we hadn't seen a 20-yard run at him all year. And I thought he showed he was a little shy early in the game when he could have got around the right edge and decided not to. I think he's more than willing now to take hits because it's rubber meets the road time. And I think we're going to see that starting this week.
Well, yeah, I think you got to gel with your offensive line too, right? Yep. It's just like, you know, they were a little bit suspect early in the season. I think they're playing pretty good ball right now. You know, the Ravens have basically no pass rush, right? So let's keep that in mind. The Texans have a little bit better of a pass
yes.
rush. But I think you got to get comfortable with your offensive line. I think, you know, it's do or die, right? You know, he was just, it seemed like he was thrilled that he was going to the playoffs. You know, I agree with you. I think he's going to hang out in the pocket. I think he's going to try and make the throws that, you know, maybe he was getting happy feet earlier on in the season with, right? Where he was actually getting worried about going down.
I think he hangs in there. It's rubber meets road. It's do or die. You know, he wants to be in the playoffs and he wants to make runs. So let's see what he can do. I love him.
Jimmy,
I was getting ready to go to the smoking workshop in Monroeville to see if he could reverse hypnotize me out of my like Steelers trance. But like for the Rodgers stuff, you know, the Mike Tomlin stuff, you know, I need to go see someone.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jim, I think
I'm in
this part of the week. I think optimism is great. I think hope springs eternal. We'll get more into the Texans as the week goes on, and maybe that dovetails into a Tomlin conversation. Do you like RVs?
Yeah, I like RVs.
You want to go to the RV show? You sound so excited about it. All right, we'll put you on hold. Jim, you get the RV. You don't get an RV. You get to go to the RV show. I should be very careful about what I say. You can give us a ring at 412-928-9370 on the hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mark and Shaler and others waiting patiently on hold. You can give your thoughts on whether you want Rodgers or back, whether or not you've enjoyed the ride when we come back. But also, I want to get into this. Steelers finished 10-7 in each of the last 3 years. Is every 10-7 season built the same? We'll get to that when we come back. First, Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Get out the sunscreen. High of 49 today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.